The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome back from the break. And we're going to do a guided meditation now. So allow yourself to take a meditation posture. And with this meditation, I will do a lightly guided in the beginning. And then I'll drop in a poem that we can explore. You don't have to do anything in particular with it. So with our meditation posture, just feeling what it feels like to have a body at this moment. A body that is sitting. Relaxed, easy way. Just bringing some aliveness, some embodiment to the experience of sitting. As we tune into the bodily experience, we might notice the body is breathing. Allowing the attention to rest on the experience of breathing. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? What does it feel like to have an out-breath? What about the transitions between in-breaths and out-breaths? What is that experience like? when the mind wanders, which is what minds do. And we've just been talking and exploring. So we don't have to make it a problem. Just very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. There's a poem, again, just allow the poem to wash over you, to experience it. You don't have to grab it, you don't have to figure it all out. In the secret temple of my heart was an altar with nothing on it. I love nothing, the pure potential of it. Sometimes when others journeyed here, I sensed they were surprised, perhaps even sorry for me, as if it would be better with a lotus or a cross, or a star, or a figurine, or a photo of someone, or a stone, always something. I tried, in fact, to put things on the altar, but no thing let itself stay. There was a day when in a single moment, the altar had everything on it. And by everything, I mean everything. Every bee, every stick, every plastic bag and beetle, every crushed empty can, every crumpled shirt, every door handle, compass, broken thermometer, apple, trash can, tree, everything. And it was so beautiful, I wept for hours. Oh, the pure potential of it. And then that altar was no longer in some secret temple in my heart, but everywhere. Everywhere a place to worship. Everything a prayer. waiting to be heard, to be touched. And inside, the most beautiful nothing, not even an altar, which is oddly everything. I can't say how. Sometimes when I'm quiet enough, I notice it. Sometimes when I get out of the way, I fall all the way in. There was a day when, in a single moment, the altar had everything on it. And by everything, I mean everything. Every bee, every stick, every plastic bag and beetle, every crushed empty can, every crumpled shirt, every door handle, compass, broken thermometer, apple, trash can, tree, everything. And it was so beautiful, I wept for hours. Oh, the pure potential of it. And then that altar was no longer in some secret temple in my heart, but everywhere. Everywhere a place to worship. Everything, a prayer waiting to be heard, to be touched. And inside, the most beautiful nothing. Not even an altar, which is oddly everything. I can't say how. Sometimes when I'm quiet enough, I notice it. Sometimes when I get out of the way, I fall all the way in. Thank you, and now I'll turn it over to Kim.